This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Michael Gorton, the CEO and founder of Recuro Health and founding CEO and chairman of Teladoc. Recuro Health is an integrated digital health solution that transitions the U.S. healthcare system from a reactive disease-focused model to a population health outcomes approach. And Mr. Gorton, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much, Eric.
We certainly do appreciate your time and thanks for coming out. So for starters, how did Recuro get its start?
Well, as you might imagine, it came from Teladoc. You know, when I left Teladoc, we had a couple million members. We were delivering doctors to patients in $35, in 12 minutes for $35. Doctors were making more money than they would in their primary care practice. But we still hadn't really fixed the problem. The problem in a broken healthcare system right now is that it keeps getting more expensive every single year. And our friends and our family are still getting diagnosed with diseases that kill them. And I think the technology is getting to the point where we can stop that. So that was the beginning of Recuro. What's next? Recuro is next.
I like it, and certainly appreciate your being proactive to make this happen and make this a reality. So tell us more about the Recuro offerings as a digital health solutions company.
Okay. Well, we believe that there is a segment of the population that would do whatever they have to be healthier. Unfortunately, today they think it is lose weight, exercise regularly, eat well. And that's just a little piece of the big equation. The bigger equation is probably 20 things, maybe more, that require regular monitoring and analysis. And it sounds super complicated, but if you think about how complicated an automobile is with its thousands of moving parts, we negotiate those things perfectly all the time. And because we have a set of gauges. We don't run out of gas on the side of the road. Our engines don't burn up because we haven't changed the oil. So we have gauges on the car, but we don't have gauges that tell us, I'm starting to develop heart disease. I've got stage one cancer. Those are the things that we are going to bring inexpensively through the engine of the healthcare system to the individuals. Most will ignore the data. Some will employ it, and they'll probably live, you know, as long as they want to live. The goal on the front end is keep them healthy now so they don't add cost to the healthcare system. But by doing that, we're going to make, you know, there's a phrase right now, 60 is the new 40. And it's, it's kind of a fun phrase, but it's not, you don't see anybody who's 60 that really looks like they're 40. But I think we're going to be, in the next 10 years, we're going to get to the point where 100 is the new 40. And people that are 100 in 15 or 20 years, 30 years from now, will look like they're 40. That's what we're trying to accomplish.
Imagine that, 100 years of age and looking like you're 40. Now, who would want to tap into that? Tell us what makes Recuro different from other digital health companies. Talk to us about the differences there.
Well, I think digital health is actually an offshoot of what we do. What we're doing is a digital medical home. And so we don't need the big, super expensive infrastructure in our world. The reason why Teladoc was able to deliver physicians to patients, less money for the patient and more income for the physician, is because we employed something that is almost non-existent in healthcare: efficiency. And so that's what the digital medical home will deliver: efficiency, where just digital health does not. And so, You know, why go to a big expensive lab to get a lab test that you can deliver to the home for a few dollars? And so we're constantly looking at ways that every single American can have their digital medical home with them wherever they go. So I go to my primary care physician, I fill out all the paperwork, there's a folder, and then that primary care physician sends me to a cardiologist, and I fill out all the paperwork again. So we're going to have the digital medical home follow the patient. So you do it once, and you don't ever have to do it again. That's the data side of it.
Pretty awesome stuff so far. Today we're with Michael Gorton, the CEO and founder of Recuro Health and founding CEO and chairman of Teladoc. Recuro Health is an integrated digital health solution that transitions the U.S. healthcare system from a reactive disease-focused model to a population health outcomes approach. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, tell us, who are your services available to?
Right now, our primary customers are large self-insured corporations and members of an aggregator called Competitive Health. That's where we're the environment we're working in right now. We are talking to some of the big healthcare plans, but they move a little bit slower than everybody else. So, you know, might be a year or so before we start delivering through them. But Competitive Health is an aggregator. There's about 1 million lives there, and then several fairly large, well-known American corporations.
Now, here's a question for you. What role do you think will digital health play post-pandemic as patients return to in-person doctor's appointments? What's your thought on that?
Well, as you know, we have a COVID at-home lab testing kit, and it's something that we will send to the home. It's a simple swab, you know, in 10 or 15 minutes, whether or not you have it. And as we're thinking about returning back to work, keeping people healthy is one of the things that we will do, and it fits our format. We can deliver it to the home. The patient can know quickly whether or not they're plus or minus, and then if they're a plus, we can deliver a physician within minutes to that home through the digital methods that we developed at Teladoc.
That is tremendous. Very convenient. Good stuff there. Now, tell our listeners more about your COVID at-home lab testing kits. Talk to us a little bit more about that.
Right. So again, you know, right now we're delivering those tests through the major corporations that we're working with. And it's difficult for us at this point in time to come down to the individual level. So if some of your listeners are decision makers at major corporations or even at mid-sized corporations, they can reach back to me through LinkedIn or through you, and we'll help implement that. And you know, the whole purpose obviously is to keep the healthy people in the office and the ones that have COVID in quick recovery at home.
Now, even taking that further, how does digital health enhance healthcare in rural and undeserved communities?
Right. Well, I think that's one of the great beauties of the whole telemedicine model, and that is you can deliver the best of the best in terms of providers, that is the physicians who know what they're doing, can just as easily do a consult in the next room in their healthcare facility as they can in rural America. And so with the digital tools that we have today, a telemedicine consult with all of the ability of a physician to collect the data, blood pressure, body temperature, all the other things, it makes it so, you know, a really good analogy is you can live in rural Kansas and watch the same Netflix show that somebody in downtown New York City watches. And now you in rural Kansas, you can get the same physician that somebody at Harvard might get.
Well, that is pretty awesome right there. And it's proving more time and time again, as you have spoken to us today, the difference that you're making and look to make in the healthcare space. Now, if you would speak more on Recuro's approach to behavioral and mental health, what kind of digital health solutions does Recuro offer there?
Well, We have an entity, which is a telemedicine entity that, again, will come right to your Zoom or home computer and have the best of the best in terms of behavioral and mental. And, you know, I think we're believers, like just about everybody is becoming right now, that if you're in a good mental state, then you're less likely to get sick. And so if you go back to what is Recuro all about, it's being preemptive. Let's catch these things before they become issues, and let's treat them all. And the behavioral health things are things that we can do from the privacy of anybody's home or their car or wherever they happen to be. We can do it on demand.
Mr. Gorton, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today and what you're doing in the space, and hope to get you back on with an update in the future as well. If you would share with our listeners where they can get more information online and how they could be in touch again, hit that website for us. That would be great.
RecuroHealth.com, R-E-C-U-R-O, RecuroHealth.com, or they can link to me directly, Michael Gorton, on LinkedIn.
And that sounds easy enough, and that works. Again, Mr. Gorton, all the best, and thanks so much again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You bet. Thank you much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Gorton, the CEO and founder of Recuro Health and founding CEO and chairman of Teladoc. Recuro Health is an integrated digital health solution that transitions the U.S. healthcare system from a reactive disease-focused model to a population health outcomes approach. And again, for all the details, visit RecuroHealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.